question was asked, did Yiftach really sacrifice his daughter? Was that his intention? And what happened with all those girls who would go up there 4 days a year to weep over Yiftach's daughter? So Yiftach's intention was he would sacrifice. He said, if I'm victorious in this war, then the first thing that comes out of my house, which he thought would be a sheep, would he would sacrifice in honor of Hashem. There was a temple in Shiloh. He had an option of doing that. When Yiftach's daughter comes out, so he tells her, "Va'atayit bo'chai, I took a vow, and you are now the fulfillment of the vow." What did he actually do? There is two opinions among our sages. It says he tells her, the first thing that comes out to greet me will be dedicated to Hashem. So what did he do with her? One opinion says he locked her up in a house, and she had to spend her days praying to Hashem, and he said that's a fulfillment of my vow. Our sages say Yiftach is the example of the concept Lo am ha'aretz chasid. If a person wants to be pious, he can't do it without knowing Torah. Yiftach had good intentions, but he did wrong things. You know, that was wrong. There's no basis for it in Tanakh, in our tradition. What Yiftach did was wrong. He meant right, but he did wrong. So one opinion says that Yiftach locked her up. And then the girls that would go 4 days a year would go next to her place where she was praying. She had to lead the life of a hermit praying. I guess he'd bring her food. And they would go 4 days a year to weep next to her place over her predicament. That's one opinion. It's a very difficult opinion. It says that the Navi uses a euphemism. The Navi doesn't say he slaughtered her. The Navi says he did what he promised Hashem. Right. So the wording when he takes the vow, the wording when he fulfills the vow, the Navi keeps it elusive. Is it because the Navi didn't want to use harsh terminology to describe such an evil action? Maybe. Or is it because his action was not actually human sacrifice? Two opinions among the Rishonim, the early commentaries. We have two opinions. One opinion says that he slaughtered her. He killed his own daughter. And then the girls would go, her friends would go 4 days a year. They didn't want her memory to die. They would go 4 days a year to weep over what had happened to her. It was a ritual in that generation. The girls would go and weep. It was a terrible thing. And our sages say that the Navi Pinchas lost his prophecy over it, because he should have intervened. And one opinion says that that's why there was a civil war afterwards. The Navi records that the tribe of Ephraim went and fought Yiftach, and they were upset with him, and it's not so clear why. One tradition says that that's why there was civil war over what he had just done to his daughter. The verses don't overtly say that. The verses sound like they had a side argument about how he led the war. But our sages say, according to one opinion, our sages say that's what happened. Either way, our sages say that Pinchas, who was the spiritual leader of the time, should have intervened. And if we go with the pshat that he locked up his daughter in a hut, then that's a really difficult claim against Pinchas. Because it's one thing if it happened over 3 months. It's quite another thing if this was ongoing for years. Everyone knew about it and Pinchas didn't intervene. That's mind-boggling.